of mourning on Saturday for the victims of a mass shooting inside a university building at the heart of the Czech capital on Thursday, which had left 14 dead and dozens injured. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
National flags on public buildings are at half staff as people across the Czech Republic observe a minute of silence as bells toll. Outside Charles University in Prague, for a second day, mourners gather at a vigil. The gunman also killed his own father earlier in the day, and another man and a baby last week. The shooter, who killed himself as police closed in, is believed to have been Czech. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Israel battled Hamas militants on Saturday in pursuit of its elusive interim goal of full control of northern Gaza after the UN Security Council appealed for more aid for the Palestinian enclave but stopped short of demanding a ceasefire. Thick smoke hung over the northern town of Jabalia, which is also home to Gaza's largest refugee camp, and residents reported persistent aerial bombardment and shelling from Israeli tanks, which they said had moved further into town. An Iranian Revolutionary Guards commander said the Mediterranean Sea could be closed if the United States and its allies committed to, quote, to commit, quote-unquote, crimes in Gaza, Iranian media reported on Saturday, without explaining how that would happen. Iran backs U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas against Israel, and it accuses the United States of backing what it calls Israeli crimes in Gaza, where weeks of bombardment have killed thousands of people and driven many from their homes. This is VOA News. Russian politician Yekaterina Donskaya hit a roadblock in her presidential campaign Saturday when Russia's Central Election Commission refused to accept her initial nomination by a group of supporters, citing errors in the documents submitted. Donskaya calls for peace in Ukraine and hopes to challenge Russian President Vladimir Putin. She said she would appeal the decision in Russia's Supreme Court. A number of Russian parties also announced which candidates they would be backing in the presidential election next March, when incumbent President Vladimir Putin is all but certain to win. The U.S. Supreme Court on Friday shot down a request for now to immediately decide a critical question in a federal criminal case facing former President Donald Trump, whether he is immune from prosecution for actions he took trying to overturn his 2020 election defeat. Reuters correspondent Christy Kilburn reports.
In a bid to avoid delaying Trump's trial, Smith on December 11th urged the Supreme Court to undertake an expedited ruling, even as the D.C. Circuit Court races to rule on the issue. Prosecutors have accused Trump, the frontrunner for the 2024 Republican presidential nomination, of attempting to obstruct Congress and defraud the U.S. government through schemes to reverse Democratic President Joe Biden's 2020 election win.
Reuters correspondent Christy Kilburn. The Cuban government says it will have to either increase prices for fuel and electricity or reduce rations for basic supplies, VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
President Miguel Díaz-Canel said that difficult measures are needed for difficult times. The minister of the economy says Cuba's economy has contracted between 1% and 2% in 2023, and inflation is about 30%. The prime minister says the government will have to raise prices for gasoline, electricity, or reduce the amount of food and other basics contained in government ration books. The economic crisis in Cuba is already so bad that hundreds of thousands of people have left in a bid to reach the United States. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Authorities in France say about 300 Indian citizens heading to Central America are sequestered in a French airport for a third day because of an investigation into suspected human trafficking. A lawyer for the airline says the 15 crew members, the charter flight en route from the United Arab Emirates to Nicaragua, were questioned and released. The flight stopped Thursday for refueling and was grounded by French police based on an anonymous tip. Find more on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.